Hi, this is Alexis Grulon. I'm a 17-year-old senior here at LHS, and this is episode 3 of the Jet Jotter podcast. I'm honored to be interviewing Mr. Rosemond. He's a counselor here at LHS, my counselor, actually, and I'm going to be going over sort of the insides of, you know, becoming a counselor, what it was like, and yeah. So now, Mr. Rosemond, in your earlier years, did you expect that you were going to be here, be a school counselor, guiding and helping students?
From my youngest age, I can remember back wanting to work in a school, to be a teacher. I loved history, but more importantly, I loved the relationships that I developed with all of my teachers and even support staff. Like my elementary librarian is one of the most important people in my life of all time. And so for me, it was the fact that I love learning, but I love the school community itself. Yeah. I was drawn to that. So from the time I was 5, 6, 7 years old, I just knew it was sort of my calling.
Yeah.
Way back when.
Yeah. Now you said that teachers had an effect. Like, did you sort of have like any type of relationship with students that you felt sort of triggered this really like passion?
So it's interesting because I was definitely a mainstream student, but I was a mainstream student who was a little left askew of the crowd.
Yeah.
I would always find myself looking at my peers and saying, wow, I wonder what their situation is. That kid's a real jerk. I wonder why he's a jerk. Like, you know, is he getting abused at home? Are his parents alcoholics? And so I was always asking myself those kind of questions. And from the youngest age, trying to figure out what made people tick.
Yeah, see, I feel like that's a really good sort of like saying that about yourself. That's really, I feel like, important to the whole counselor part. Like, to be able to sort of see people and really like think about them and sort of look into like the possibilities. I think that that's a really big part of counseling. Like, you really have to make sure you're looking at all these aspects. Like, a kid could be like this on the outside, but there's all these different things, you know? Yep. And I think that's really good that you sort of put that down. And I sort of wanted to ask you.
It was a little weird for an 8-year-old to be doing
that. Oh, yeah.
That 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old. I can really remember those type of things in my head. When I hit middle school, I can remember being a little bit of a weird 11, 12-year-old because I just thought of things that nobody thought of. You know, my peers didn't think of that stuff.
You know, that's funny. That's actually where you and me are the same. I actually sort of wanted to ask you, too, do you feel that, I guess, like where you were and sort of the place also had an effect on sort of, I guess, how this all became?
Sure. I grew up in Eastern Mass, a little north of Boston. My family's originally from Boston, so it's a real classic Bostonian type upbringing.
Yeah.
And when you think of like Matt Damon and Mark Wahlberg and things like that, people ask me why I'm not really fans of them. I said because every guy I grew up with was just like Mark Wahlberg. So and so I didn't grow up in the most progressive of communities. It was it was a good tight-knit community. Athletics were really valued. The arts and music were not as valued. Intellectualism wasn't really valued. And I was sort of a musical smart kid. So I was always, I mean, people liked me, but I was always viewed with a little bit of suspicion. So my upbringing definitely shaped who I am. And my parents are both hardworking, blue collar folks who didn't, you know, high school graduates. And my brothers, I'm the youngest of 5, and none of my brothers went to college. So I was definitely a little bit of an outcast, even in my own family. No, I'm very close to my brothers, but I'm definitely cut from a very different cloth than my parents and my brothers are. So my upbringing and where I grew up geographically had a huge part of who I am today.
Sort of coming down to, I guess, maybe the final questions. I wanted to ask you, what, like, did you ever have doubts, I guess, about this sort of career in counseling?
So I taught for a few years, and then I liked the individual one-to-one piece of that. So I became a school counselor, and I've never had doubts about my career path, even when it's a real tough stretch or tough times. But I always fall back on things that could have gone differently, or maybe this situation I could have handled it a different way, or a conversation with a parent that could have went in a different direction. I've had students who passed away over the years, and I remember my first year, we had a student pass away. It was actually horrible. he took LSD and had a bad trip and like thought he was on fire and stripped off his clothes and ran out into the woods and he froze to death. It's horrible. I can remember the conversations like it was yesterday when I was talking to his mother after he passed away, and I wrote the student a note. And the mom actually had it on sort of the board at the, you know, with photos and everything. And she had the note that I wrote for her son. And I just, it was like a real slap in the, you know, well, punch in the gut. I don't know what you want to call it. But I was like, wow, the little things I do matter. They really matter. So I know that's, so even when things were dark and gloomy, I still have always known I've made the right call in my life.
You know, I really feel like, sort of the most traumatizing moments, I guess, they really put an effect. They really show you, I guess, like the darker parts of sort of doing this and helping people. But it also really underlines like you really want to help people more because of that. Yep. And I think that's it's really important thinking about, I guess, the unfortunate parts of it and the obviously the good parts. And
And now I've been here so long, I have you know, my students now, I've had a couple of them, I had their parents as counselees.
It's
so
crazy.
That's wild. Yeah, it's that's really wild. I've had four students of former counselees.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Roseman, for coming on my podcast today.
Thank you.
It was an honor. All right, that's a wrap.